I'm Chanel Varani, and this is Our Island Universe.
What are the first three elements on the periodic table? Maybe you remember it's hydrogen, helium, and lithium. Did you know that these three elements, which make up 99% of the universe by atomic mass, were formed in the first 3 minutes after the Big Bang, some 13.8 billion years ago? The conditions in the very early universe mimic the conditions inside of stars. In fact, today we know that stars spend most of their stellar lives converting hydrogen into helium and then later producing carbon, nitrogen, oxygen, all the way up to iron in their cores. Figuring out what stars are made up of and how they work was still a big mystery at the turn of the 20th century. Celia Payne was an English woman born on May 10, 1900. In 1919, she won a scholarship to Cambridge University to study science. However, even though she completed her studies, she was not awarded a degree because of her gender. This might have been the end of her scientific career had she not been awarded a scholarship to move to the United States. In 1923, Harvard College Observatory offered her a fellowship to study astronomy. Just a few years later, she became the first person to earn a PhD in astronomy from Radcliffe College for her work on understanding stellar composition. Contemporaries of her time said it was undoubtedly the most brilliant PhD thesis ever written in astronomy. It was Celia Payne's thesis that established that hydrogen was the overwhelming constituent of the stars and hence the most abundant element in the universe. Unfortunately, she was dissuaded from publishing her results as it contradicted the accepted wisdom of the time. 4 years later, a colleague published the same result and barely acknowledged Payne's work. Today we recognize that it was Celia Payne who made the enormous contribution to science and forever changed how we view stars. Celia Payne blazed a trail into the largely male-dominated scientific community and was an inspiration to many, both then and now. I am Chanel Varani, director of the John C. Wells Planetarium at James Madison University.